The video shows cattle each held in a rotating crush. The slaughterman cuts the throat, but before the cattle dies, it's released onto a rolling table where it struggles and falls onto the concrete and tries to stand. Glenys Ouges is the Executive Director of Animals Australia.
Oh, look, I watched hours of this footage and virtually all of the cattle were being moved too quickly through, and therefore many of them, and I mean way over half of them, were conscious when being hoisted up onto the rack, and so they're hanging upside down when fully conscious and bleeding out.
That footage has now been shown on Israeli television last night. Do you know of any reaction? What's been the reaction?
I know that our colleagues in Israel have made formal complaints. I understand that the Israeli authorities have actually moved to close the Dabar abattoir, at least temporarily at the present time, because they've lost their religious accreditation, their kosher slaughter accreditation. This is just appalling. There is CCTV in this place. Clearly management was not concerned about the way these cattle were being treated.
The Australian companies Livestock Shipping Services and Otway Livestock Exports are implicated by the footage and have moved in to take over the abattoir owned by the Dabar family. Speaking from Israel, Alan Schmidt of Otway says he slowed the slaughter process down.
Before I arrived, the senior members of the family had already started their own investigation. They dismissed three workers from the At the end of the day, there's no getting away from it. The senior management of the meatworks are ultimately responsible for this sort of thing. As soon as we arrived there, we obtained permission in writing from the management after consulting with DAF to take full control of the killing process at the meatworks. What we then did was slow the procedure of killing dramatically to make sure that animals were slaughtered in accordance with, you know, the strict letter of the procedures manual that the plant had.
Otway supplied 4,000 cattle to Israel in the last 12 months, but is expecting exports to increase dramatically to meet a demand for 70,000 head of cattle a year. Alan Schmidt of Otway Livestock Exports says they've introduced new training programs for all staff and more equipment. So what's at risk if these improvements aren't made?
Trade from Australia is at risk. The trade, I don't think, will stop, but the trade from Australia is at risk if we don't implement these changes. But you've got to also bear in mind that there's a strong animal lobby group in the country of Israel. These days, these sort of images can be broadcast by almost anyone who's in the plant, who works there, who visits there. You know, anyone with a mobile phone can take these sort of images. Now, we're going to spend a lot of time impressing this upon the people that work in the plant, that they will be continually under scrutiny, and any time they do anything, they have to think, if this could be being recorded by someone, is it something that I would like the whole world to see?
Glenys Ouges of Animals Australia says it shows Australia's export supply chain assurance scheme is failing. But Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce says SCAS is working and he rejects accusations he is indifferent to animal suffering.
If I was indifferent to the suffering of animals, I would be moving to remove the SCAS system, so it would be like every other nation on earth. And there's over 100 of them that export live animals. We are the only one that does. We are anything but indifferent. What Animals Australia wants me to do, actually, is to shut down the live cattle trade. And this would have huge ramifications on one of the prices of our nation's soft commodities.
The latest report comes 2 years after horrific treatment of cattle at another abattoir in Israel, Bakat Nuva. Animals Australia concedes SCAS has led to some improvements, but not enough.
Clearly the SCAS system, if it works, can actually improve the situation for our exported animals. Unfortunately, over and over and over again, Animals Australia shows that this is not working. In Israel, this is the second complaint. The other major abattoir in Israel was actually exposed very soon after SCAS began there. And now the second major abattoir in Israel has been shown to be treating our animals in an appalling manner.